Several studies show the effects that technology has on kids' learning ability. But English teacher Melinda Vereen decided to conduct a little experiment of her own. She spoke with Matt Levin about her findings.
What's been the biggest challenge about teaching kids in the digital era?
As the years have gone by, I've found it more difficult to get kids to appreciate reading anything for a long period of time, whether it's self-chosen or something that as a teacher I have to give them as part of the canon or part of the curriculum.
That's actually beautifully sort of balanced. So you'll have that, and maybe you'll have one more here and one more there. And in a
you were kind of saying you had to reteach the kids how to read linearly, right? Tell me what you meant by that.
So I've had a theory for a while, and I'm looking forward to seeing some evidence of this being true, that kids now have forgotten how to read from top to bottom, left to right. And the reason I think this is true is because I watch them. I hand them a photocopy of a couple of pages of this. It's a complex text. It's real hard to get through. There are a ton of words on the page. I can watch 80% of my class. Their eyes will go to the center of the page looking for the important information so they don't have to read the sentences. They don't start at the top and work their way across unless I remind them. They need to be reminded that to read each sentence is to create meaning as you read, rather than, and this is my theory, is that because they've stared at a screen for such a long time, and that screens and graphics and GUI interfaces are things that attract your attention in the center of your face. They don't, the bars, the right, the left, it could be in the center. The paragraph starts in the center of the screen. That's what my students do.
That almost seems like a superior skill set that they are growing up with that, their parents didn't have.
The scraping for information is superior? Is that I get it because the result of being able to gather information is the difference between like, okay, if you can learn to be a master pastry chef, that's kind of awesome, but just knowing how to feed yourself is what survival is. So these are both skills, and you can't, if you're only going to have one of those, obviously you're going to want to know how to feed yourself. I feel like gathering information and being able to find what you need in terms of a nonfiction world is probably more important than being able to read fiction, but it doesn't create a higher class of human beings. It's a terrible way to put it. I'm going to get fired. I looked around, there were a couple of kids who didn't have cell phones, and as I went in and talked to them specifically, and I always have a backup for that, I said, so you don't have a cell phone, Diana? And she's like, no. I'm like, have you ever had a cell phone? She's like, no, my parents won't let me have one. And then I started, that was the first period of the day. And by 2 days later, after I'd run through all my classes, it was really interesting. All the kids, I had two or three kids like that in every class. All of those kids are straight A students.
Is there something different about how they're digesting the information?
They're getting it a lot faster. We want kids to be able to think. To be able to think, you have to take time. And kids just don't have a lot of time. There's something about how fast their world moves that makes it super strange for me to say, stop and think about that. That's super strange for them. Right? They're like quiet time, wait time, like this, super uncomfortable for them.
Whose writing is this?
Angelica.
It's really nice writing. I wouldn't mind.
I am not as convinced maybe as some that it is like the end of civilization as we know it. It's in the end of literature as we know it, and the end of, attention span. I hope not. I got a kid growing up in this world. So scared.
Listen to the rest of this interview on Annenberg Radio's interview podcast, Match Volume.